How's it going, everybody? So today, let's get right into it. When is the best time to be positive or to have a positive mindset? I know it's kind of a difficult thing to really determine or to say, because especially when things aren't necessarily going your way or things are just really crappy, it's difficult to have a positive mindset really at all. But there's definitely a good time, a good place to have such a mindset, such a positivity about anything and everything. What that is, what's the best time? Well, let's find out. Thank you so much for sticking on through with that. I am your host, OD, and this is Life is Life Advice That Is Good for Life. I almost flubbed that pretty hard, but I bounced back from it. Life Advice That Is Good for Life, where I try to give advice while I go to pick up my wife. All that rhymes on purpose as well. So today we're talking about, when is the best time to have a positive mindset? When is it that you should be positive no matter what is going on? And I kind of already unfortunately gave a hint at it in the beginning without even realizing or noticing it, because as some of you may know that I do this on the go. I am currently driving to go pick up my wife from work, and it's raining outside a lot. And so what exactly is the best time to have a positive mindset? And the best time is when things are going horribly wrong. One example I can give right now for sure is this whole government shutdown that's happening. Knowing that a lot of people who work for the government are currently having to either work for free. Well, not even for free, because eventually once the shutdown is over, they'll get their money back for the time that they did work. Or they're completely getting laid off, furloughed, and some are on the brink of having to look for another opportunity, another job elsewhere. And it's tough. I know it's definitely tough for a lot of people out there, and things look bleak for sure, but and I've heard a lot of times during these difficult moments in time that this is when we are to look for the good in things and to keep a positive mindset, because really there's no point in having a negative, bleak outlook during these times, because things are going downhill. Just because things are going downhill doesn't necessarily mean you have to continue to look down the hill, so to speak. You can look ahead and see that in this valley there is a peak up ahead. So just looking forward, looking ahead, and knowing that, you know, this valley isn't going to last forever is not easy to do. And a lot easier said than done situation. But definitely the best thing to do is to just know that things are going to be okay. That things like this aren't going to last forever. And even if the whole country is just sent into a recession and a lot of people lose a lot of things like money and their homes possibly and a lot of different things, sure. Just know that there's always light at the end of the tunnel, no matter what. And maybe things can get a lot worse. Maybe people can lose their mind completely and anarchy and chaos starts to seep into society and people start looting and robbing people because of desperation. But that's worst case scenario. Nevertheless, this is why we need to stay positive and kind of just, unfortunately, just wait it out and be resourceful, most importantly, and go look for other opportunities, even if it means to having to go work somewhere that pays less. But nevertheless, never stopping, pretty much, is what I'm trying to say. Looking for the good in all things and looking for different opportunities where you're able to continue on and not rely completely on the government, because first and foremost, that's the biggest mistake anybody can ever make, is relying on other people for your income and for food, most importantly. And this is the perfect opportunity to look for different things. Maybe you can start that business that you always wanted to start. Maybe you can move back to your hometown and maybe live with your parents. Maybe it's been a thing that you've been wanting to do. Maybe they've been getting older. You've been wanting to spend more time with them. So maybe this is the perfect opportunity to go home, start fresh, or have a restart and get back on your feet and whatnot. And maybe you have a lot of debt to your name, maybe a lot of things going on where you can't just pause everything, but no worries. A lot of things can have a workaround and usually do have a workaround, and things can be figured out. And I think to kind of end this here on a more spiritual side of things, as I am a Christian, something that I hold on to very, very tightly is wait on God, trust in God, and know that no matter what happens, He's in control of all these things. And sometimes it isn't the logical thing to do, because at times it doesn't make any sense to do so, because you start asking a lot of questions of like, well, why is He letting this happen? Why is He allowing this? And unfortunately, sometimes there's a lot of things in life that you're not going to have answers to until you come face to face with the Creator, where you can actually kind of store that question away and have that question presented once you meet Him face to face. And I'm more than positive that He'll answer it once you see Him. But as of now, on the spiritual side of things, hold tight onto God and know that everything's under His control. Things are going to be good, so don't go do anything crazy or stupid that's going to soil your reputation, that's going to put in jeopardy even more so with what you have going on. This is a point in time where you have to kind of make strategic sacrifices, and maybe you have to stop certain parts of your lifestyle momentarily until you get to a point where everything's peachy. But nevertheless, guys, you know, keep your heads up, keep pushing forward, always look for the positive in situations where it looks kind of bleak. Yeah.